just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
The man is governed by certain laws and he can use those laws for his rise or for his fall. The law of repetition, the law of affirmation and law of attraction. You can take any one statement, for example, I am weak, I am powerless, affirmation, and then you start repeating it. I am weak, I am powerless. You will attract something. You will attract weakness, and you will become the very embodiment of what you repeat. The continuous self-chatting, the continuous self-talking, which is going on within, would start manifesting. There was a Buddhist monk, Nagarjuna. A man came to him, and the man said, I see God everywhere. When I wake up, I see the picture of God. Wherever I look, I have the experience of God. What do you say about it? Nagarjuna said, okay, we will do an experiment. There is a cave in front of my cave. Just go there, and for 3 days and three nights, just chant one mantra, I am buffalo, I am buffalo, I am buffalo. Just keep on chanting this. So man said, what? I came here so that you could explain me my high spiritual state or the experiences which I am having. Nagarjuna said, first do this work, then we will discuss. So that man was a man of resolute will. So he went inside the cave, and for 3 days and three nights he was just chanting one thing, I am buffalo, I am buffalo, I am buffalo. He did not eat or he did not drink, he did not sleep even. He was just chanting one mantra, I am buffalo, I am buffalo. First he was chanting within his mind, and later on Icha started chanting loudly. The whole cave was resonating with his chantings, I am buffalo, I am buffalo. At the end of 3 days, Nagarjuna saw that there is so much noise, and he shouted, oh man, come out. The man said, I have big horns, how can I come out? The mouth of the cave is so small, I can't come out. Nagarjuna said, where are the horns? You are the same man who entered through the same gate. The man said, I must have entered, but now I cannot come out because I have such a big body and my horns don't allow me to come out. Nagarjuna said, come out, come back to your senses. The reality is that you are the same man who entered. And you used to say that you see God, where is the God now? You had divine experiences of God, where are those divine experiences gone? So it is just the manifestation of what you think. So if you keep on repeating anything, that becomes reality. If you keep on practicing certain affirmation, that becomes a reality. If these two things go on, the law of attraction works, the law of vibrations, the law of resonance. You start attracting the same thing. So it's all mind game. Till now, what thoughts you had? Your thoughts create your world. Your emotions, your desires, they give rise to the situations of your life. If you have a resistance about certain thing, you hate particular thing. So this repetition of the same thoughts of hatred would create a pattern within you. For example, a particular food. I hate that food. I love particular food. Why I hate this food and why I love that food? Because I have created a pattern of hatred for that food. And I have created a pattern of love for this food. It is just by repeating and just by self-talk, reaffirming, that pattern has been created. So we are what our thoughts are. We create realities with our thoughts. So we were discussing about power. If I feel, if I say, if I repeat that I am weak, I am powerless, gradually I'll become powerless. I have a fracture. Now it's already 6 months. Doctor says you can walk, but then I say, no, I can't. I have a fracture, how can I? But it is 6 months now. It has already healed. But I feel weak. I can't run. I can't jog. There is still a pain there. This is a psychological pain, not the physical. So psychological pain is thrusted over the physical pain. So the physical pain is redoubled. You fall sick, 3 days sickness, but person takes rest for 1 month. Why? Because weakness. I feel weak. After that illness, I am still weak. This is a psychological weakness. Earlier it was physical weakness, now it's a psychological weakness. So all is in the mind. There are 3 types of powers. Physical powers, mental powers, spiritual powers. You don't have to search for powers. You don't have to become power hungry. The whole world is power hungry. Somebody is hungry for money. Somebody is hungry for post. Political powers. Physical power. Somebody is after physical power to become physically strong. Somebody is after mental powers, telepathy, clairvoyance, clairaudience, psychic powers, thought reading, controlling other souls, taking the control of somebody's brain. Mental powers. To become memory master. But these powers are rather obstruction in the path of spirituality. Even the mental powers, because they are of the mind and mind is the obstruction. You have to go beyond mind in spirituality. And in spiritual life, you don't crave for powers. You are not power hungry. Your life is not power oriented, rather. Powers come to you on their own accord. You become powerful without being aware of your powers. And they work automatically. You don't have to do anything. It's the automatic setting which is done. And the powers, they start working. And you even don't know that. At present, this power is being used. Such a life will lead to egolessness. Otherwise, any manifestation of power, anybody who walks on the path of spiritual life, he develops power. But powers should not become trap. Siddhis, psychic powers, spiritual powers, let them come and let them work. You remain detached. That's what is spiritual life. Not only that, a step ahead. Baba says you donate powers. You become the reservoir of powers and now you start donating powers to others. The rays of powers. We have 8 powers. What are they? Withdraw. We can withdraw. Pack up. Adjust or accommodate. Tolerate. Discriminate. Judge. Face. Cooperate. You are using all those powers unconsciously. It's not even that you are working on a single power. You remain in that elevated consciousness that these powers work on their own. Whenever it is needed, you just withdraw. You know there is a need for silence. Get rid of the crowd. The crowd makes you extrovert and body conscious sometimes. Whenever you want, you just pack up. Expansion leads to scattered mind. You pack up and you are ready to go without any attachment. You adjust, you accommodate others. Suddenly you go to a new place. You can adjust very easily. It's all in the mind. There are people who don't get adjusted for 1 day, 2 days or 3 days also. They have complained that this room is not good. We don't want this. This weather is not good. It's very cold here. So they keep on chanting the same word. It's very cold. It's very cold. And they feel more cold. Adjust. Tolerate. I just can't tolerate. This one statement is enough to become intolerant. I can't tolerate. I can't stand this person. Indian woman, she gets married. She comes to her in-laws. Her in-laws are not good. Her husband is not good. But she decides, I have to tolerate and I will stay here. And she stays whole life. In foreign countries, a woman is married, husband is not good. She says, why should I stand him? And that results in divorce. Immediate, very next day. You can't tolerate each other. There was one Hollywood actress. She married so many times. They say 21 times. And when she married 21st, the 21st time, it was her first husband. She forgot. It was the same husband again. Real life. So, you don't feel as if you are tolerating. A tolerant person will not say that I tolerated so much. For him, there is no use of even using the word that I am tolerating. The moment you say I am tolerating, you are not tolerating. You are suffering. One is to tolerate, another is to suffer. Tolerance is tapasya. It's a part of tapasya. So it is not suffering. The person is not suffering. It is willful acceptance of things. It's loving acceptance of things. Then you discriminate. Immediately you can discriminate, understand. There is no confusion in life. Otherwise we all are hanging in limbo, in the state of eternal confusion. To do or not to do. To be or not to be. To go or not to go. To follow or not to follow. To eat or not to eat. To drink or not to drink. To sleep or not to sleep. There is a confusion in each and everything. So, a spiritual person develops the power to discriminate. A spiritual person develops the power to judge things. This is very neat, important thing to understand. You judge situations, circumstances. You don't judge persons, but you judge yourself. You become a judge. And your judgment, if it is as per Srimad, it will be right. You learn to face things. You don't become coward and run away. You are courageous. It's not that you have got rid of fear. It's not that there is no fear, but in spite of the presence of fear, you move ahead. That is known as courage. Courage is not absence of fears. Fear is there. Everybody fears. But I know that victory will be mine. That faith. And I move ahead. There is a fear, but fear cannot scare me anymore. And then you cooperate. You don't become obstruction in the spiritual yajna. If because of me, a single person of this yajna is suffering, I cannot move forward smoothly. If because of me, a single soul is suffering, if because of me, if single soul is having bitter memories, I can't move ahead. In spiritual life, you need to have treasure of blessings from all the souls of the world. The more blessings you gather, easily your purushartha, your effort becomes very successful. Otherwise, it's difficult. So let's come to the divine message. Baba was meeting or talking with double foreigners. Yesterday we discussed about nothing new, also about everything new. Itna kehte, Baba bole. बच्चों की याद लाई हो तो बच्चों को याद प्यार और साथ में सौगात क्या देंगे मैं बोली बाबा जो आप देंगे इतने में बाबा के संकल्प से बाबा के सामने बहुत सौगात ही मर्ज हुई वह क्या थी कमल के पुष्प लाइट के थे जिसमें हर एक ब्राह्मण फरिश्ता रूप में बैठे थे देयर वाज अ लोटस एंड द लोटस वाज ऑफ लाइट And every Brahmin was sitting in that lotus as an angel. Har ek ke nayno aur mastak se asht shaktiyon ki kirne nikal rahi thi. So through your eyes and through your forehead, the rays of eight powers were coming out. So this is a very beautiful picture which you can draw. There's a lotus and you are sitting in that lotus. And from your eyes and from your forehead, rays are going out. Because the world needs power. They don't need lectures. They don't need words. They need power. And you cannot make others powerful. Just by making them physically powerful or mentally powerful, they need spiritual powers. They might be physically strong, even mentally strong. But when situations come in life, adverse situation, they need spiritual powers. They need the power to withdraw because they are lost in the expansion. They need the power to pack up. Now it's a time to go. Now it's a time for return journey. Pack your bag and baggage and come. They need the power to adjust, to accommodate, because there is so much upheaval in relationships nowadays. Not a single relationship is stable. You take any relationship, husband, wife, brother, sister, parents. Everywhere there is disturbance. A Kumar says, I am thinking of getting married. The married person asks, why? He says, I am tired of daily washing utensils, daily cooking, washing clothes. Going to market. That's why I'm thinking of getting married. The married person says, that is the same reason I'm thinking of getting divorced. So there is a disturbance everywhere. Whether one is married or not. The disturbance remains same. Wherever you are. In English, this is known as, in psychology, this is known as hedonic treadmill. Hedonic treadmill. What is this? To explain it simply, in a simple manner. A person is poor. This is his level of happiness. He is very poor. He is unhappy. He wants to become rich. So he wins a lottery. So suddenly his happiness has gone up here. Because he has a lot of money now. But after some time, his happiness again comes down to the same level. in spite of the fact that now he has got money. So, the graph is same. This was just a temporary rise, crescendo, again decrescendo. It was just a temporary rise. So, no matter what you do, you are single, person wants to get married, he is married. But the happiness after that again is same, what it was before. Or vice versa. So, wherever you are, if you desire something, you suddenly reach, but that will again come back to this level again. This is known as hedonic treadmill. Your basic level of happiness remains same, no matter what external things are added to it. So, no external thing can ever make you happy. Even if it does, it is only for some time. At present, you are clerk. You want to become boss. So, you become boss, but after becoming boss and after some time, you find the level of happiness is same as that was before. Or rather, you are more stressed out now. Earlier, you were better, far better. Just you had a duty from 9 to 5, that's it. Now, you have to take care of the whole office. There was a man who put a notice outside his office for all his employees. Don't delay. Do the things as early as possible. You should not delay your work. The next day he found his secretary ran away with the clerk. The next day he found the printing machine was stolen. The next day he found the peon who was there. He did not come. So this is how they took it. They wanted to do these things and they did it now. So the reverse effect happened. So hedonic treadmill. So you become the power, reservoir of power, and you fill the souls with power. So what is the method? First, you become powerful and then make others powerful. And this is a intrinsically mental process, spiritual process, a very deep inside process. You need a lot of silence and solitude for becoming powerful. That's why rishis, yogis, tapasvis, they would spend a lot of time in silence. Silence is the greatest manifestation of power. They would not talk. Because talking is also wastage of energy. Preservation of energy is the goal of a yogi. So, as far as possible, stay silent in solitude. Fill yourself with power, and once you are powerful, then donate those powers to others. Om Shanti.